Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. We appreciate you guys making us your weekly destination to catch up with some of our favorite Atlanta and Georgia guests, both past and present. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta.
All right. Whenever you get a chance to talk to the legendary voice of the Atlanta Hawks, it's always a great day. And I want to make sure I've got the title right, Steve, because I saw some interaction on Twitter that somewhere along the way, you became the director of game operations at State Farm Arena. How did that happen?
I wasn't even director of game operations. I was just a game ops guy. it was one of those things. The guy from ESPN was sitting behind me, and I turned around and talked to him after the game, and I said about the crowd being the best, you know, one of the three best I think I've seen in Atlanta in my 36 years with the team. And I guess he didn't realize sitting right behind me that that headset microphone that I had on and I was talking into for 2.5 hours was doing the game.
I love it. That's so good. Let me let the audience know. So we are recording this the day of game six. So as I look into the future and I rub my magic lamp, it's going to have a Hawks victory in it tonight. I have that feeling. But so I kind of want to talk about the series a little bit, but more big picture, Steve. On a day like today, I know how I'm feeling. I was at game one, got my Believe shirt on. I work in the media, but I'm still a fan. I've never considered myself a journalist. I've always joked I'm a fan doing what I do. So I'm as geeked up as anybody. Can't wait for 7:30 tonight. How are you after doing this many games and this many years? What do you feel on a day of a game like this?
Well, a game like this, it's a special day. I mean, it's a special feeling. You know, the last time we were in this position to pull off something like this was in 88.
Yep.
When the Hawks had won game five, and, you know, that to me was the most fun game I ever broadcast, you know, up until now, was when the Hawks went in there and won that game after trailing in the third quarter and took the 3-2 lead. And then everybody was ready, you know, at the Omni. The Omni was ready to explode that night, too. So the only similarities I think now are that, you know, this is not your father's 1988 Hawks team. You know, this is a different Hawks team right now. I mean, these guys, for as young as they are and really as inexperienced in the playoffs as they are, they have shown that they're just fearless. I mean, nothing fazes them. You know, they go into that Knicks series and everybody said, well, they don't have any experience. And look what Trey did. You know, he became a Broadway star in New York, an overnight sensation. And a guy like Julius Randle, who everybody was touting all year, you know, most improved player and everything, been in the league 7 years, he was playing in his first playoff game. And he wilted in that series. And look what Trey did. He loved the bright lights. So, this entire team, they're not fazed by anything that comes along right now. And, you know, here they are at this point right now, and it's they're way far ahead, I think, of what anybody had expected this year.
I would agree. I mean, we all said make the playoffs. There was the goal. Everything after that was going to be gravy, but I want to circle to what you just said because you've been around a ton of playoff teams. We've all been conditioned to sort of the process of being in the playoffs. If you get there, the better team beats your brains in, you gain that experience, you come back. What this team, and you mentioned Trey, like, Trey has got such a killer mentality about him that it's not normal to see what he's doing on a big stage where he's played this well through 10 or 11 playoff games.
He's 22 years old.
He's 22. Like, see, put that in the context. Like, you've been doing this for 30-plus years. Like, how do you explain the 22-year-old now as opposed to then being able to handle this?
Well, I guess it's because of the whole – I guess it's AAU and, you know, all of the big-name guys that go to the big-name colleges, I guess, even though they only play a year or so. I think that's got something to do with it. But, you know, some guys don't shine the way Trey has and our other young guys. I mean, you've got a lot of guys on this team that are playing in their first playoff series. And, and they're really doing well. And, you know, and I think a lot of that's from Nate McMillan. You know, if you remember, he took over March 1st when this team was 14-20. And I think if they hadn't made that change, I'm not sure, you know, we'd be in the playoffs right now. Never mind, you know, in the position that they are right now in round two. So that's a big thing for me. And he made those young guys believe. That's why, you know, you mentioned the shirt. I've got one on right now, the Believe shirt. And I think he really has made them believers. And in the locker room, they believe in each other and they believe in him. And I think the big difference when he took over is that, you know, the guys respect him as knowing that he played in the league for a long time and was a very good player. And they respect the fact that he's been a head coach in the NBA for 15 years. So they listen to him. And, you know, I just thank goodness that they made the change when they did, because, like I said, if they didn't, I doubt we'd even be in the playoffs right now.
Yes, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. It's kind of my go-to. I'm a little bit lucky. I live in Woodstock, so I'm right around the corner to downtown Woodstock on Main Street to see the Daily Draft, which I've told you many times, it's the ultimate sports bar experience, not your father's sports bar. You're talking wall-to-wall flat screen, self-serve taps, craft bar, chef-inspired menu. And with sizzling plays ahead, if you're planning on tailgating both this summer or this fall, maybe you're going to MBS or Athens or on the flats, or you're hosting a game night at your home, check out the Daily Draft's newest menu addition, the Tailgate Box. Yes, you can enjoy their wings, boneless wings, a couple of sides, a bag of popcorn, and of course their homemade jumbo cookies. Now these are pre-order only. You can go to thedailydraft.net or give them a call at the Daily Draft to get the pre-orders in. If you're also looking for a new place to grab lunch during the week or even order on Uber Eats, check out the Daily Draft. They have a great lunch lineup for only $11 Monday through Friday from 11:30 till 3:30. Again, go to thedailydraft.net or you can check them out on Facebook or Instagram. The Daily Draft, a unique experience from the moment you walk through the door, a walk-up window to order drinks from the sidewalk, craft beer bar, pool tables, darts, wall-to-wall flat screens. You won't miss a single second of the game. Go check them out today at the Daily Draft.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open! Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.
It's hard to argue it, yeah. Again, you've called a million games, and you mentioned the Game 5 in Boston back in 88. To compare that to what just happened in Philadelphia in Game 5, like, take me through as you're calling that game, because the first half, I mean, Philly was just hitting everything. They were 16-20 in the first quarter, and Embiid was getting whatever he wanted. As that game gets into the third quarter, do you sense at all that something magical could be happening? Because it was really a methodical comeback. It wasn't bang, 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 3-3-3.
No, it was chip away, and, you know, that's what they were doing, and I think that's what Nate was telling them as it went along. And then, you know, it gets into the fourth quarter, and, you know, I was starting to think with about 8 minutes left, I think we were still down by, I don't know, I guess 13 or something. And, you know, I even started saying on the air a little bit, you know, now you've got to regroup and get ready for Game 6 and, you know, hope that you get your act together for that. And then all of a sudden Lou Williams is out there and starts getting into his zone, and then the guys followed suit, and the defense really picked up. They had like 9 stops in a row, I think, against Philly. And Embiid, you know, has been wearing down in the second halves of all of these games. I don't know if that's – I think part of it is because of his injury, but I think the other part that happens with somebody like that is when they're injured, even a little bit, they can't go through their normal routine, you know, that they can't do all their – cardio and things like that. So I think that's why he's been wearing down a little bit in the second half. And And I think the fact that the series has now turned into an every other day has helped the Hawks too, because you know, they can handle a quick, more of a quick turnaround than somebody like he can at this point.
I think the big stage is also telling for a team like that, that anybody can give up a big lead once. It happens. I mean, it's basketball. It happens in all sports. But, Steve, I think when it happens a couple of times, it's like the third time in the series. You know, without the Shake Milton game back in game two, who the heck knows where that one goes. But to have the 18-point lead get away and then the 26, I don't know. I'm watching on TV, and I'm just looking in their eyes, and there's a vacant stare as the game gets later and more critical. Like, that's real. Do you not believe, like, when you're on that stage and you start puckering, I think it's something everybody can see.
Yeah, and I really felt, I mean, it's hard to, you know, to put your finger on, because we're not, you know, we're not traveling to the games this year because of the COVID, and, you know, we're not around the guys like we normally are. But when Philadelphia walked off that floor after what happened to them the other night, I thought they looked like they were beaten. So Doc, you know, I mean, he's going to have to pull out all of his coaching tricks, you know, to see if he can get that team back to where they were. But I thought the Hawks really sent a message to them and their fans in that game. And, you know, in contrast, our crowds have been terrific, you know, and the roof might blow off the State Farm Arena before these playoffs are all over, you know, no matter how far they go. And I think we're showing the country right now, too, that, you know, this is a good Hawks town. This is a good sports town. And, you know, people say, well, it's going to be half New York when the first series came. Well, there were there were a number of New York fans, but not as many as you would have thought, maybe.
Agreed.
And then when Philadelphia comes in, and they don't have the same fan base here in Atlanta that the Knicks do, so it's been all Hawks crowd. And, you know, it's just been terrific. And, you know, that the standing room only tickets on StubHub or whatever those sites are, you know, the cheapest is like $180 right now. So the people are excited in this town. And, you know, you can walk anywhere. I walk my dog Gowdy outside here in Noonan where I live. And, you know, cars will come up and roll down the window and say, go Hawks. Hey, you know, and these are people I didn't even know. You know, knew that the Hawks existed, you know, and now they're all talking about it. You go into Publix and Kroger, and they're all talking about it. And, you know, I was in the doctor's office to get my physical, and some of the technicians were in there talking about the games. And, you know, it's a fun thing to see right now.
It is. A playoff run in a city is always one of the cool things in sports, the way it unites and kind of gets everybody on board. Nobody wants to be left out of the fun run. So I want to ask you about the team in a second, but let's talk about Trey. Steve, I think it's very funny because I'm hearing a lot of the national media now using the term of Trey's matured and Trey's this different guy. And I'm like, I think Trey's been mostly the same guy for 2.5 years. Now he's made improvements, don't get me wrong, but the biggest improvements are the team around him. And people neglected that they were going through a rebuild for 2 years. There weren't quality veterans around him, and there were a bunch of young guys. I just think it's funny how we're getting the national media, who looked so bad at the beginning when they killed the Trey draft, and he's too small and he's too frail, and now they want to, you know, give him a coronation. I'm watching going, I've watched every game. He's been mostly the same guy. He's matured, but the team's better around him.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of that comes from they don't watch. I mean, they watch LeBron, and they watch, you know, they watch the Knicks. They watch the big stars, and now they're going to start watching Trey, I think. And I'd be very surprised if next season we don't get a bunch of games on national TV, because I think people have taken to Trey and this team, you know, because they're fearless. They don't get fazed really by anything. So I think that's the big thing. And another key, I think, for the future here is that I think guys around the league are going to want to come play with Trey.
Yep.
And because he's going to get them the ball. He's averaging over almost 11 assists per game in this Philly series and 10 for the playoffs. So they know if they want the ball, he's going to get it to them, you know, in probably a lot of times in spectacular fashion.
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
I want to talk about one of our great sponsors at the Rhodes Group. Yes, my buddy Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group are a proud sponsor of us here at Welcome to Atlanta, and they're also my insurance company. It was about, 4 or 5 months ago now that
I finally realized, why am I paying so much for my home and car insurance? I don't think we realize, as the consumer, we should be shopping or having somebody in a professional setting shop those rates for us. So I had the professionals at the Rhodes Group shop my rates, and they ended up saving me a boatload of money. I'm talking about $2,000 for my home and car insurance. By now, you guys know it's a great time to refinance your home. You see all those rates? Well, you might not know it's also a great time to shop your home insurance. Home insurance rates creep up every year, and the only way to get the best policy and the best rate is to work with an independent insurance agency like the Rhodes Group. Here's the deal. You can get up to 10 insurance quotes in 10 minutes from the Rhodes Group at no cost to you. You want to visit them online? I got a special landing page for you. You can go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. rhodes-group.com/churnoff. You can also see the link up at Real Matt Lanna on Twitter. They're my insurance company. They're going to do this at no cost to you, and you're going to end up saving a boatload. The Rhodes Group is the answer to saving money and getting the best in insurance coverage. Again, the Rhodes Group is the place you want to go. Tell them Matt sent you. Go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
So I think two things you just hit on are pretty critical from a brand standpoint. I know Tony Ressler's somewhere grinning ear to ear that because of the style in which they play, which is just fun, because Trey is now a legit star and who's done it on this stage, you can see Christmas Day. I mean, you could see a ton of TNT, a bunch of ESPN. And what comes with that is, like you said, when stars do either get disgruntled in their current location or do hit free agency, I think for the first time ever, the Hawks are going to get these meetings and guys are going to want to play with Trey and put one of those situations that we've seen so many other places around the league.
Yeah, not only Trey, but the other guys that are on this team right now, and they know that they're going to be here a while too. And the building, State Farm Arena, is beautiful now. If you haven't been to the newly remodeled one in the last couple of years, it's an amazing place. And the Hawks have that state-of-the-art practice facility up there off of North Druid Hills at Emory. And I think any players that go in there are going to be very impressed too. So, and Tony and Jamie have been terrific owners. And, you know, Tony had all this money last summer that was, you know, we had salary cap money. And he said to Travis Schlenk, go spend it. And he spent it pretty darn wisely, too. And look at the trade that he just, you know, that he made, too. Lou Williams coming here for Rondo.
Playoff Lou. Let's get it.
Yeah, playoff Lou. Lou's done everything. But Lou's really helped, like Onyeka Okongwu.
Sure.
Has really improved with Lou, with him on the second unit. And Lou has said, well, you know, I need a guy. I need a big guy in my second string. And he really has made him improve a lot. He's had a very good playoff series, you know, for the limited minutes that he's played. So, but Lou coming here, he's given them in the locker room and on the floor, you know, especially now in the playoffs, like you said, I think he's giving them what they were hoping Rondo would give them. And Rondo really didn't. So they get Lou, and, you know, they probably wouldn't have won that game the other night without Lou.
So I want to ask you one more thing about Trey, and then we'll move on to some of the big picture stuff. Steve, I've said before that the NBA superstar is the only star, I think, in sports that can sort of usurp the team or the city's quarterback, like the popularity. You know, if you go through it, you can look at, you know, the most popular quarterbacks in the NFL, and there's a chance that LeBron's more famous and a bigger star in his city, and there's a chance that Durant, there's a chance that those type of guys are there. I think Trey can get there in this city, and that's another. And Matt Ryan's a big star, and Julio was, and all that. But Trey, there is a young following of Trey Young, from the shoe brand to the way he plays to his confidence to his swagger. Like, I think Trey can own this town. I know he already is headed that way, but like to a level that I don't know that we've seen maybe since Neek, and maybe even bigger because of the media landscape.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, he is he really is big with the kids, especially. I mean, you look around the town here, all over Metro Atlanta, and you see kids wearing the trade jerseys everywhere. You know, which we haven't seen anything like that in a long time. And I think what's going to start happening too is kids are going to start bringing their parents to the games. You know, they're going to say, "Hey, we want to go see Trey play." So the parents are going to come to the games and bring the kids, and he is going to have that following. And he's got a great personality. You know, we saw Bow in New York, and he gave a great answer. Said, you know, that's what they do on Broadway when the show ends, they bow. You know, so he had a perfect answer for them, and I just think, you know, he's very likable. So the whole team is very likable. You know, that's the difference, I think, with this team, that why fans have really taken to them, and even casual fans in Atlanta now are starting to notice the Hawks and. You know, talk about them and watch games and listen to the games. And, you know, like I said, people that you would never have thought in all my years around here that they were interested. And now all of a sudden everybody's a Hawks fan, which is great because we have plenty of room on the bandwagon, that's for sure.
Well, here's the beauty of this. And as long as the run goes, it'll be fun because the first time is always the most special before the huge expectations hit. You know, 91 with the Braves, I think, will always be the most beloved team in this city because it came out of nowhere and what they achieved just, you know, on the doorstep of a title. But I think this team, like the 98 Falcons came out of nowhere, the 2016 Falcons, the 2015 Hawks, like this team has a chance to put a special place in people's hearts if they take one more step at least and get to an Eastern Finals. Like, I mean, this will be a team that we'll talk about for years to come.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be better. I mean, you look at DeAndre Hunter, who's been out most of the year, and Cam Reddish, who's been out most of the year. I mean, these are two guys that are stars. And the whole Cam Reddish thing, too, I mean, a lot of people forget that he was part of that deal, the Trey for Doncic thing. And, you know, if he becomes the star that they hope he will, I mean, that's a win-win. If you get Trey and Cam Reddish both being big-time players, you know, that's and DeAndre Hunter has really, you know, it's made a difference with him not out there. But you look at even Chris Dunn, who hasn't played all year. He's going to be ready to be probably the backup point guard to Trey next year. And he's a great defensive player. And you get everybody healthy over the summer, get the full training camp, which none of the teams had this year because they started the season so quickly. I think they could go like a rocket ship into next season.
I would agree. And you just touched on the, you know, Luka Trey will always be connected. It's sort of tired, and it got tired very quickly because neither guy had anything to do with the trade. But, Steve, I find it, I guess, interesting that we sit here now and the Hawks are on this run and Luka and the Mavs have been knocked out of the playoffs back-to-back years. Not Luka's fault. They just haven't built the team around him yet. The organization's in turmoil. They just fired the head coach. The GM walked away. Like, I think the one thing nobody talked about enough, as good as Luka is and as good as Trey is, like, this is going to come down to how they build around these two guys, like any other championship organization. And so far, the Hawks are in the lead on that one.
Yeah, they've done a great job. Travis has done a terrific job. Like, you know, he picked out all the right, you know, free agents last summer to bring in. And, you know, what a steal the Bogey was.
Yep.
I mean, what do you suppose they're thinking in Sacramento right now that they didn't match that offer?
I bet Milwaukee who wanted him in the worst way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they botched that whole thing, too, on the trade or whatever. But, you know, he's going to be and the big thing is they signed these guys, you know, to long-term deals, too. So in the past, when they were trying to build up that salary cap money, they would bring in veterans on one-year contracts. And, you know, it really that didn't really pan out because you got guys that were here, you know, in the last couple of years on one-year contracts, veteran guys, that had no vested interest in what was going to be happening 2 or 3 years from now here. So now you've got guys that are part of the whole deal, and they're going to be here together for a long time. And look at Okongwu, who we mentioned earlier. He's 19 years old. I mean, you know, let's say he gets in the weight room this summer and goes to summer league, and, you know, he could be really big. That's why they took him at number 6.
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
I want to talk about one of our great sponsors at the Rhodes Group. Yes, my buddy Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group are a proud sponsor of us here at Welcome to Atlanta, and they're also my insurance company. It was about, 4 or 5 months ago now that I finally realized, why am I paying so much for my home and car insurance? I don't think we realize as the consumer we should be shopping or having somebody in a professional setting shop those rates for us. So I had the professionals at the Rhodes Group shop my rates, and they ended up saving me a boatload of money. I'm talking about $2,000 for my home and car insurance. By now, you guys know it's a great time to refinance your home. You see all those rates? Well, you might not know it's also a great time to shop your home insurance. Home insurance rates creep up every year, and the only way to get the best policy and the best rate is to work with an independent insurance agency like the Rhodes Group. Here's the deal. You can get up to 10 insurance quotes in 10 minutes from the Rhodes Group at no cost to you. You want to visit them online. I got a special landing page for you. You can go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. rhodes-group.com/churnoff. You can also see the link up at Real Matt Lanna on Twitter. They're my insurance company. They're going to do this at no cost to you, and you're going to end up saving a boatload. The Rhodes Group is the answer to saving money and getting the best in insurance coverage. Again, the Rhodes Group is the place you want to go. Tell them Matt sent you. Go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
Well, you've seen flashes, too. I thought he had some really good minutes in a few different games in the Knicks series and the Sixers series, too. And he had no training camp. He was injured. He had no preseason. So it was almost like a lost year till he got into basketball shape and back into form. So I agree with you. Let me ask you, a guess, a feel, like the John Collins restricted free agency thing is going to be interesting. There are all kinds of opinions on it. What do you think?
You know, I don't know. I love John. You know, he's just a great kid. I mean, ever since the first day he arrived here, it was always good morning, you know, at shoot around, getting on the bus or on the plane. And, you know, that's how I can pretty much tell somebody's going to be, a good star, is because they'll do that. And Trey was that way too, right from the beginning. You know, Trey will always say good morning voice or something like that, you know, and there are guys sometimes that you'll see won't say anything or make an effort to know who anybody is that's around them. And that, I think that makes a difference. And John's that kind of guy, but you know, I don't know whether they're going to sign him or not. I mean, that's, you know, what's the old saying? It's above my pay grade. So I don't know, but I hope he's here. You know, I hope he's here, but you know, if they don't work something out with him, I'm sure it's, you know, Travis is going to work it out, because everything he does seems to work out pretty nicely.
And it's a matter of when, not if, Nate McMillan gets the job. We know that. I think Nate's he's fascinating in a couple of regards. I bet Indiana's got some regrets making a post-bubble decision, which I don't know that anything should have been made post-bubble. But, you know, Nate came here, and I don't know what's real and what's not, but Lloyd apparently reached out and said, I'd love to have you here. Nate was like, I'm only coming because of Lloyd. He stepped into this role, and it seems he's fit this team beautifully. They fit what he wanted. Like, that doesn't happen all that often where both sides fit each other so well.
No, I mean, I don't think it was any glaring secret that, you know, maybe Trey and some of the guys, you know, were not maybe listening to Lloyd at some certain point, you know. So, but like I said, when Nate took over, when they were 14 and 20, you know, he gained their respect right away, and the little things that he does, he has them believing in the huddles, and you know, he knows exactly when to call a timeout, which doesn't seem like that big a deal, but it is, because he calls them at the right time and gets things back on track.
Let me ask you one more here about, you said Tony Ressler and Jamie Gertz and the job they've done. Arthur Blank, to me, kind of, you know, set the bar as the, you know, The guy was out front and center, good, bad, or indifferent. Arthur was there, and I think Tony Ressler has kind of sort of followed that same track. You mentioned what he's done with the practice facility and the refurb of State Farm Arena and all those things, and now spending on the roster. The way it was written, Steve, was like Tony wanted this stuff yesterday. Like he wanted to win, but Travis is like, we got to do it the right way. And, you know, there's this that internal stuff in organizations. Tell the listener about Ressler, what kind of owner he is behind the scenes and what it can mean for the Hawks long term.
Oh, he's terrific. I mean, he's in 100%, you know, but the thing is, he's going to let Travis make the basketball decisions. I think that's the big deal, you know, but he's going to be 100% supportive of the players and the coaches and, you know, all of us that work for the team. I mean, he's terrific. They're always, you know, around and you know, how's it going? And, you know, they're just so supportive of everything. And, you know, with all of the other businesses that he's got, he really focuses most of his time here in Atlanta and on the Hawks. So he's been a terrific owner. He's, you know, he's probably the best we've had in many, many years. That's for sure. And when he had a chance, you know, to get that money that was available for the salary cap last summer, he told Travis, go ahead and spend it. Don't try to save any of it. Go get it. Let's go for it now. And that was his thing right from the beginning when they did the kind of the rebuild, was that, you know, this great, we made the playoffs for 10 years in a row, but we just don't want to go halfway up the mountain anymore. We want to go to the top. We want to play with the big boys. We want to be a contender, you know, a legitimate one, not just make playoffs every year.
Yes, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. It's kind of my go-to. I'm a little bit lucky. I live in Woodstock, so I'm right around the corner to downtown Woodstock on Main Street to see the Daily Draft, which I've told you many times, it's the ultimate sports bar experience, not your father's sports bar. You're talking wall-to-wall flat screen, self-serve taps, craft bar, chef-inspired menu. And with sizzling plays ahead, if you're planning on tailgating both this summer or this fall, maybe you're going to MBS or Athens or on the flats, or you're hosting a game night at your home, check out the Daily Draft's newest menu addition, the Tailgate Box. Yes, you can enjoy their wings, boneless wings, a couple of sides, a bag of popcorn, and of course their homemade jumbo cookies. Now these are pre-order only. You can go to thedailydraft.net or give them a call at the Daily Draft to get the pre-orders in. If you're also looking for a new place to grab lunch during the week or even order on Uber Eats, check out the Daily Draft. They have a great lunch lineup for only $11 Monday through Friday from 11:30 till 3:30. Again, go to thedailydraft.net or you can check them out on Facebook or Instagram. The Daily Draft, a unique experience from the moment you walk through the door, a walk-up window to order drinks from the sidewalk, craft beer bar, pool tables, darts, wall-to-wall flat screens. You won't miss a single second of the game. Go check them out today at The Daily Draft.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
What do you think of the style of play, the way the game has changed? And maybe it was a Golden State pivot or just, you know, the analytics or the math, like three-pointers, dunks, very little in between. Do you like the way the game is pivoted and changed?
I don't mind. It's fun. The game is fun right now. It's, you know, it's fast and it's got a lot of offense. I'm not a big fan of the analytics people, you know, who don't let anybody shoot two-point jumpers. you know, but Trey does a lot of that, which is great. You know, you've got to have some of that. The whole thing, though, I mean, look at it this way. Clint Capella would never be here if it wasn't for D'Antoni and that whole thinking of analytics. You know, he didn't want a center, so we get Clint Capella for practically nothing.
How much do you miss the road atmosphere going to games and the whole lifestyle?
Oh, a lot. I mean, it's been very, very difficult. And, you know, it's been hard to call, although they make it pretty nice for us at State Farm Arena up in the control room where they bring in the direct feed from all these places. And, you know, we have giant screens there to work off of. But it's just not the same. I mean, it's not it's not the same for the fans. It's not the same, but as far as just like I said earlier, just being around the guys is so important. You know, you're on the plane with them, you're on the bus. They know you're around. You know, you go to shoot around with them in the morning because they know that if they have to get up and drag themselves to shoot around, you're going to be there with them. And you know, and I've made so many friends over the years around the NBA too. You know, restaurants and bartenders and everything else. So it's you know, you get so used to that kind of thing that it's really missed. But I think by next season we're going to be back to normal. You know, now that everybody's pretty much vaccinated, players are vaccinated, and you know, fans are back in buildings now. So I think we'll be back to normal next year. Let's hope so.
I need you on the road. I live vicariously through you on social media at these fancy steakhouses and the like, so I need more of that.
Save some money this year, though.
All right, last question, and this is an obvious one, and I thought about this, Steve. I'm so glad the Hawks are making this run this year as opposed to doing it in the bubble. And the bubble was appreciated at a time when we were in this, like, great unknown, and it was either you get the bubble or you don't get the NBA. So that was great. But, man, we realized – going to New York and having fans scream at Trey, or fans in Philly, where you win a road game in the playoffs, or coming back home and winning on your home floor, there is just nothing like it. And you saw that from last year to this year.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the bubble thing, you know, and I think the NBA would have invited all 30 teams to the bubble had they known how well it was going to go, because I think that also set us back, you know, early in the year. Not having games for, you know, really over a year. So that hurt the eight teams that weren't invited to the bubble, I think. And, of course, then you look at the other, maybe the Lakers got a little worn out from it all because it went so late, and who knows. But it's all worked out now, and, you know, this team is on an upward trajectory, and it couldn't feel any better than it does right now.
Well, and your calls, I'm sure, with a full house at State Farm, you know, you'll get back on the road too. But like, that has to give you more juice when you're calling a game as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, in the control room, you can get excited about things watching it, and but you know, your audience at that point is Miller Pope, my engineer, and Mike Conti sitting next to me. So
Miller's a good audience, though.
There's three people in the room. You know, you're just screaming like you're at a 15,000 seat arena. So yeah. I do miss that, and I look forward to getting that back again. But the home games have been terrific, though. Yeah. It's we're back to normal. People come by, say hello. It's terrific.
Now my audience is Chuck Oliver, so you win that one. So there's something to think about. Hey Steve, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for carving out some time. We look forward to nothing but a very bright future, and as always, have great calls.
All right, Matt. Thank you. Anytime.
Guys, thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Thanks to Brian Murphy for producing the podcast, and thanks to you guys for making us your weekly destination. We'll talk to you next week on Welcome to Madlanta.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.